You're listening to Out of Bounds with Dota. Lose your eye.
What up, everybody? Welcome to the show. Hope you had a great 4th of July week. We are back on it. It's back to work. Sorry, bitches. Gotta get back to work.
That sucks.
Yeah, right? Wake-up call. Everybody's driving or working out for the first time in the past 10
traffic.
Days.
Traffic.
This week was so easy going.
Easy breezy,
right,
baby.
Right in the middle of the week, we had the holiday, and then it felt like a Monday on Thursday, but then we're like,
this is confusing.
Whoa, Thursday,
this year.
Friday?
I don't remember. Kind of
weird, right? Yeah.
It was weird. I didn't know which way. So I just took both weekends off.
Right. Well, it was like the perfect opportunity to do that, and people who can do that, it kind of worked out perfectly.
Yeah, yeah.
Kind of had the weekend sandwiched. Yeah. Around, but the weekends were busy. Anything you did, it was, everything.
No, it was awesome. Yeah. I had a good time. Yeah, I worked in between here and there, but it just, yeah, it was
easy,
it was
going.
Great.
Yeah, it was an easy going.
It was nice. There's less traffic. There's not much going on the roads, which is nice to get to the places. We're back to podcasting. I promise we're going to get this show done in fewer minutes than Neymar has spent in the World Cup rolling around faking injuries.
that was amazing, dude.
It was. It's just incredible to watch.
That's something else, man. A lot of they were talking about that. A lot of these European teams, the rest of the world, they think that flopping is part of the game.
Oh yeah, I mean you see
it's
it.
They actually like part of the strategy of the game.
It's become that.
And now with these replays and how they're doing it, it looks even worse. Worse.
It is. It's a bad
they
look.
Look worse.
It's a bad look for
you
the
watch
sport.
It on live TV. You're like, who shot him?
I know.
Or who broke his leg? And then you look at a replay. It's like, oh, it's just so ridiculous.
I love it because you see now you've seen all like the little leagues. And the younger they've been practicing, and then they just scream out Neymar, and everybody just flops on the floor when they're doing drills. Yeah. It's been kind of funny. I came across a story this week that actually made me really happy. They have redefined millennials, and my age group is now in the zillennials. I'm no longer a millennial, and I feel so happy about that because I got such a bad rap.
Zillennials?
Zillennials, yeah, up to 85. Zillennial, so I no longer have a bad rap immediately when I'm no longer guilty by association when I tell people how old I am.
That might be worse.
No, actually, the name sucks. The
Zillennial?
The name definitely sucks.
Who comes
up
with this?
But it doesn't have a reputation yet, and I'm okay with that. And I'll tell you why. I went and got a car wash this week, and you got these two young teenagers working the front there, and all I hear is these two guys just bitching about having to work, and oh man, I was supposed to have a day off today, but they called me, and the other guy's like, well, why the hell did you answer your phone?
Oh yeah, it's bad.
It's the kids don't want to work.
Nobody
they did a horrible job. I had to go back. I went back in line because they did a terrible job just wiping down, drying off the car.
You went back in line?
Oh hell yeah.
Same shit happened to me at Walmart. Believe it or not, I went to Walmart. So
I
didn't have any
breaking
golf balls.
News.
All right, I didn't have any golf balls. I'm going to this country club to play golf. I'm like, I can't roll up with no golf balls. I know Walmart's got to have something. So it's like 6:45. I roll up to Walmart. It's nobody in there, right? I'm like flying through. It's all the way in the back, right? The sporting goods section.
Yeah.
Find some decent balls. I'm like, all right, I'm rushing back to the register. What do I see? There's no self-checkout open. Nothing's open. One register. I see the light. I'm running. I think it's three people in it. One guy has a full cart of groceries. 6:45 a.m. Full cart of groceries. Slow as shit. The lady at the register, slow as shit. This one kid just keeps walking by. He's some kind of manager or something. Just looking at us. There's like four people now. I got one box of things, golf balls. She looks at him. It was literally 10 minutes. She looks at him. We need some help on a register. He just looks at her. He just walks to the register right next to her and opens it up. And he's like, next. 10
wow.
minutes of walking
wow.
by. Like, he didn't. I just pull up and I go, is that easy, huh, buddy? That easy. Just open up the register, take my order, and go. He just like stares at me. Huffing and puffing.
He probably didn't even know what you meant.
He didn't want to work. He just wanted to walk.
Yeah.
He's probably pissed, like, 6:45, what am I doing here?
The employees and people in that place, Walmart.
Oh that's funny. God. Sometimes I got to go there, like, after work, so I'm there after midnight. I got to make a quick stop and grab some stuff because it's 24 hours and it's close to my house. Oh, the people you see in there, man. They have a website dedicated. It's called peoplewalmart.com.
Yeah, you don't have to disclaim it, bro. Sometimes you just got to go to Walmart.
Yeah, it just
happens. You just got to go sometimes, time-wise.
But I mean, it's kind of crazy, man. I see people in there with babies at like after midnight, and it's tough.
You don't want to know what I seen this week at Kalahari. You don't forget about the
babies. Oh, yeah.
At
so let's talk about. Thank you for wearing a shirt, by the way. parading around social media and our text thread. And I'll give you credit because you said last I think it was October that you were dedicating to fitness and getting shredded.
Oh yeah.
And congratulations because you have
I'm the
shredded
champ.
Up.
I'm champ. That was a very difficult thing for me to do. I've never done something like that in my life. Like I've always worked out and stayed fit, but to go that low with the body fat was very difficult. It was a mental challenge, physical challenge. But that was the easier part, the mental challenge of eating right and just overloading on protein and staying away from carbs and knowing when to eat carbs and knowing to time your body for the test. I mean, there was some weird shit going on there with your body, watching your body fluctuate and to win it because I was battling people that just needed to lose like 20, 30 pounds.
Right.
I mean, it sounds easy, but when you're in a contest, I think it's easier to do that than try to maintain a percentage per body fat percentage.
Yeah, you've got the motivation, so losing that 20, 30 pounds.
And I won, and I'm disappointed in some of the fucking contestants. They fucking gave up. They gave up after, like, the first week.
Oh, that's
they
tough.
All paid their money, put their money in. It's kind of disappointing to see that because the whole point of it for me was just get people to stay healthy and lose, honestly.
Yeah.
The main thing.
And
I talked shit. Don't get me wrong. I mean, I competed.
Yeah.
But I really was competing about five of the 13 people that were in it. Like, it was just...
And this was family and friends? Or
pretty much all family. Yeah. My wife's family, side of the family.
What? Will you tell us what your body fat is now?
Well, I'm back up to 8, but I got down to 6.5
for
the contest.
Wow, that's incredible.
Yeah.
So maybe one day you'll share your diet plan, workout plan.
There's secrets
on Twitter.
I got some secrets I can't let you know because if they find out for next year, then I might lose. I got to retain the belt.
But was it close? Was it close for you?
No, I won by a whole 1.3%. And my wife's nephew came down to 7.2, which was pretty good.
Wow.
Yeah.
So that's not. I imagine
it's percentage
that's not,
of percentage.
Right,
so
but I imagine that's not close by as close
no,
as
No, he's
it
like
sounds.
A runner. He's like a strong runner. He's not like it's like he's shredded up, but he's in good shape, but he's like 6'4", like just like I don't know, like weird. Body fat is weird. It's like you don't have to be ripped to be like low.
Right.
He's got that runner's body, like muscular. If you're muscular in your legs, that helps you. It's weird.
Yeah.
It's weird how it works.
Well, fantastic. Good job. Good job.
Thank you, man.
One day. We're going to get that out of you someday.
Thanks, bro. Thanks, bro. I had a lot of pizza over the week, though. I had to celebrate.
A
ton of carbs.
I thought you were going to bring your championship belt to compete over here with the Shine
you guys
of Miami.
Are in it. Well, we got to do a podcast contest. You guys in on that? We'll get everybody. We'll get Stevie, Frankie. We got five men right there. We'll all put in $100. We do a contest. We'll do a show. We'll put it on Instagram. We'll put it on our commercial. We'll do everything, man. We'll get it going.
Yeah,
you
we'll
guys
want to
compete? Mark's looking at me like, fucking shit. He's already sweating. We're all like, fuck
that door.
It's already getting sweaty in here. Let's just jump into NBA free agency. That's the one we wanted to talk about. That's the one we've been watching. Can we first acknowledge that the NBA has become a year-round sport now? It's a 12-month sport.
There's a lot of eyes and ears on it on NBA right now. This is great. I'm loving it.
There's a lot going on. I've been saying it through the course of this podcast.
You have.
You know, the news cycle of the NBA has just been year-round, and I love it because, of course, NBA is my favorite sport. But let's talk winners and losers of free agency so far. We're about, week in or so?
Winners. I love Lakers, man. I love what they did. They did some studying. They got some players.
Really?
They got this shooter from Kansas. That shooter from the Kansas. What's his last name? I don't know. He was the shooter from Kansas last year. The white boy. 6 foot six or 6'7", 6'5", something like that. He's lighting it up. He has got so much confidence. He's going to make the roster, obviously. He wasn't their first pick. Obviously, Wagner was their first pick, and he's playing great. He's doing all the little things. He looks like he's been playing for a couple years out there. And I know they're playing against rookies. Don't get me wrong.
Right.
Or second-year guys.
But equal talent.
But I'm just looking at things like how aggressive he is on the boards, how he's outletting, how he's hitting the open shot. You know, he's just, for me, they're a winner. When you get two picks that are solid, I think that guy's a sleeper, but I didn't even see him. I didn't even think about him in the draft. But I remember him at Kansas. He was a quick shooter, high confidence shooter, Klay Thompson style. Grab it, pull up. And he was hitting some shots. He had a couple dunks. He was playing defense. I think they had a great draft.
So you're taking the free agency winning beyond just signing LeBron. You're
oh, I'm sorry.
You're throwing in the draft picks too. Yeah.
I think I'm talking about the draft.
Yeah,
the winners. Oh, you're talking about free agency. I'm sorry. I'm just talking about the draft.
Yeah, and I think, I mean, he's been a pleasant surprise.
Yeah, well, I'm looking at the overall picture, the draft and the LeBron thing. I think they won to me.
So with LeBron, it was no secret that he was going there. I mean,
well, think about it. It's everybody's just like LeBron. Where LeBron goes, they got to win tomorrow, right? I mean, they got to win. This is for next year's move. I think it's all getting set up for next year. There's been some talk about that. I think they're really set on that. I mean, I'm not trying to get Kawhi and all that. That'd be great, but they're gonna give up a ton. But I think next year's free agency, that's the guy he's going to get. Next year, whoever comes off, like Klay Thompson.
Right.
Getting Klay Thompson to the Lakers next year will be phenomenal. I mean, that spot-up shooter for LeBron, he'll still be solid. But I don't know about this year. I don't think that, but I still think they're a winner.
You think a guy like Klay Thompson, who's been happy in Golden State, who's already been, you know, rumored to be talking behind the scenes about, you know, getting a pay cut to stay with Golden State. I don't know that guys aren't running to go play with LeBron James in L.A.
Exactly. And, okay, the obvious was LeBron going to L.A. And then everybody was saying, well, either Paul George or Kawhi Leonard are going to go with him for sure, right? None of them went. None of them's there yet.
Well,
so
Kawhi
they get Rondo.
Take away Kawhi Leonard because that's just a situational
thing.
Well,
I'm just saying, like, it was like automatic, one or the other.
It's a situation.
Or three. All three they had them. They had all three of them going to the Lakers. None of them went but LeBron James. And
it's
then
not
he gets,
a LeBron thing, guys.
He gets a Rondo, and he gets a Lance Stephenson, which surprised the shit out of everybody. Is that really going to – does that make him really better?
It's building.
Yeah, you got
it's
LeBron. Building. You got the best player in free agency. I get that.
Did you hear what Magic said? In the next 2 years, if I don't get – top picks. He got LeBron. That's one. He's not off the hook.
Is LeBron that patient? Really? Is he going to be that patient?
It's for to next wait year.
So
no big deal. This year coming up is not going to be a big deal.
LeBron going to be a playoff team.
LeBron
that's
going
to do shit.
LeBron signing with LA told you he's ready to be patient. Probably for the first time in a long time. But
how
I don't
are
think
ready? How are you
I don't
ready
think,
to be patient.
I don't think
you're
LeBron
going into
to
your
LA
16th season.
I don't think LeBron to LA was
have
a basketball
just,
move.
Had you for, have you, it wasn't how, did you just forget who LeBron is? You're comparing him to like what the history tells you.
Yeah, that which
he's,
was
he breaks all those rules. He's got 4 more years left. And even if he's at a 22-8 type of season with what bringing in another guy, another free agency signing next year, which is still a great free agency class, that's when they're going to do it. They're going to make their draft picks. That's when they're going to go after it. I just believe that you cannot keep the Golden State Warriors together another 2 years, all of them. You can't sign those max deals. Draymond said it, I want a max deal. Durant, max deal. Steph Curry, max deal. If Klay Thompson stays and takes a $10 million a year pay cut, you got to be kidding me. This is unheard of. He says that now because he's riding the high of winning. I'm not going anywhere.
Yeah, but
he's an L.A. kid. He's going to go to L.A.
Look what they did.
I mean, he's not going to go 100%, that's where he would. I think it would just be a perfect fit, that player. Of all players, he's the perfect fit.
Look at what they did, though, by getting Boogie. I think they set themselves up for even later. Even for next year. Because if Klay or Draymond leave, you still have Boogie Cousins. And then you can sign Boogie for a long term. With Kevin Durant and Steph Curry. So you got Steph Curry, you got Boogie Cousins, and then you got Durant.
Boogie Cousins will not take a pay cut after next year. He came in for $5 million, pretty much free. Because of the injury, and he's only paying for 3 months.
They can sign him if they get rid of Draymond and Klay Thompson.
There's my point. It's a chemistry thing. You're missing it. You put in Biggie for Draymond.
Boogie.
Biggie Smalls came back. He's alive. He's playing for the Warriors, too, along with Jesus Christ and Tupac Shakur. But
the chemistry is going to work really well.
But think about it. You're taking out that role player, that awesome role player in Draymond, right, that fits for that team. He's not a superstar alone, but with that team, he does everything that they can't do, okay? And you're going to put Boogie in there? The attitude, the bullshit, the technical fouls, the spot-up shooters.
They'll probably want to keep Klay and Draymond before they want to keep Boogie.
I'm just saying, they have
options, is what I'm saying.
My point is they're going to break up. If it's one guy, they're breaking up, the foursome. It's hard to keep those guys together for six years.
They still can be really good, though, is what I'm saying.
The money's too good. You don't pass it. It's just got to hit. What Kawhi Leonard is doing, leaving $70 million out there, is the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life. He's good enough to bring players to his. If he would have committed, who knows what would have happened? Maybe Paul George would have went to San Antonio. Maybe something would have happened if he would have stayed. He fucked all that up. And to leave that much money in a sport where you can finish your end of career in 1 minute, in 1 second you could be done. That's the dumbest thing. $5 million is different if you're a player. $10 million is different if you're a person like LeBron, Durant, who's making another 70
right.
off the court.
Endorsement.
Klay's not making $30 million off the court. He's making 10, 15, 20. What is it?
He's got that chocolate milk endorsement.
Chocolate milk. He's got the China shoes. They're probably giving him a ton anyway. Right. But yeah. But that's it. So it's not that he's got to leave just $5 million. He's got to leave a lot. And I just don't think – I think if they win one more, which I think they're going to win this year again, and they're a three-peat, I think that's just – that's a lot. And they're going to be like, you know what? I'm going to be on the tail end maybe in my 30. I'm going to be 31, 32. Why not go sign a five-year deal and get $35, $38 million a year, live in L.A., go play with LeBron for a couple years, and then bring in those rookies, make some trades, make another superstar, get Kawhi, or go get Jimmy Butler. You know, he wants to get out of there next year.
Yeah.
And now you got a solid team to finish off LeBron's career. And like Dota, you were mentioning, it's not LeBron's not about – he's not Michael Jordan, man. He's not about winning seven. He'll try. He'll compete. But he's not setting up his life to go play somewhere just to win a championship. He's setting up his life for his kids, for his family, and the right thing, and I love it.
Yeah, it wasn't a basketball move. Your point about the Golden State Warriors, I mean, their window is eventually going to close. It's cyclical in the NBA, and that's how it happens. They're not going to be able to maintain their dynasty, and they are a dynasty. There's no bones about it. You can't argue that they are not a dynasty right now. The interesting thing with the Boogie signing is, first of all, let's stop overreacting about what the Golden State Warriors are doing. They deserve every fucking thing they have done in the past 4 or 5 years, all the success that they have. They deserve it all because they've had the right GM. They brought in the right coach. They made the right draft picks. They didn't go piece together a super team by saying, hey, we're going to pay you a shit ton of money. Come play with us. We're winning. We're going to pay you a shit ton of money. Come play with us. They built this super team through the draft. They put themselves in a situation to succeed. And, oh, and by the way, go get the best free agent on the market in Kevin Durant. And then what do? Then they win. And it's like, hey, guys, we're having fun over here. The Boogie signing, to me, is exactly what they needed to reinvigorate this team that's been taxing themselves winning. Championship after championship, 3 championships in 4 years. You need something to re-energize your team. So now you go out and get Boogie. Why? Now you're even a bigger team to hate. Everybody, social media, the regular media, just everybody blowing up Golden State like saying, "Come on, guys, they deserve every fucking thing that they got going on for them because they've worked their asses off for it. They've made the right moves. They've got the right people in the right places." And I'm just sick and tired of hearing people hate on them for what they've been able to do.
I'm not hating on them.
Pistons fans
they're
should like, be like, "What?
They're the
blueprint.
Rich.
Let's do this.
They're the rich getting richer by getting Boogie Cousins."
Well, you can't do nothing about two things. One, what started this, and no one talks about it a lot, but you know about it, is the fact that this is luck. Curry having ankle problems early in
absolutely.
His career. Okay? Which when he signed his contract, the second one, it was really low because of the injury.
Yeah.
That opens up signings of what they're allowed to do for the next 3 years.
Absolutely.
Okay? He got his money now. But second, if you're leaving money on the table to go play for a 1 year deal when they're offering you $20 million per off of Achilles, there is nothing you can do. Everything has changed. The climate has changed when people are leaving $20 million, $30 million on the table.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's just something's got to happen. There's going to be a major – I'm not saying this about you, but there's going to be a major injury where somebody left a lot of money and they get screwed, kind of like Isaiah Thomas. It's just you're leaving too much money on the table. And to go join teams for free pretty much, it's just there's nothing you could do. And that goes – I agree with you. How they were able to work that – he came to them.
Right, exactly.
Boogie and they Draymond worked that out and called them. I mean, if you're having talent come to you
right.
and saying, you know what, I'm going to take a 75% pay cut just for this year. And people signing one-year deals.
Well, that's the new thing. LeBron started that when he went back to Cleveland.
Because LeBron's a freak and everybody thinks they're LeBron. You're going to get hurt, man. LeBron don't get hurt. He can sign one-year deals.
Well, and he's also making a shit ton of money off the court so that he can afford to do that.
People in sports want long-term deals. They want the Pujols. They want the Alex Rodriguez deals. They want those $10 million 252s.
The guaranteed.
The guaranteed. The Bobby Bonilla contract. they want that. And you're going to play basketball. Well, you could be out and you're signing a 1 year deal.
Yeah, but they also
they got no other chance anywhere else to win.
They want to have fun. They're going to the best.
There's no other team.
And you know what? San
league.
Diego being in the Bay Area, San Francisco, that helps a little bit too, man.
Dude,
absolutely.
San Francisco is a great town.
Come on, you're by the water in California, on the coast. I mean, you're living the life.
That's
if the Detroit Pistons were the best team in the league, and no one's gonna look at you to see if they can beat you. Anybody would come to Detroit?
No,
too.
No, I think so. No, if they were not like they're flocking to the West Coast.
If they were
no,
the Golden State, if they were
no. Not unless
we were the Golden State Warriors,
well,
winning every
there.
Year.
Winning does something for it, but I'm with Johnny. It's
well,
it's also
helps.
Environment.
It
it's also
a lot,
environment.
Of course,
but a lot of those guys don't. I mean, they're here what 6 months out of the year, and then they're off to you know they're
houses
traveling.
Already in these places. They want to.
They do
living there every day, sleeping in your bed, staying for weeks, staying those off days, staying at home, staying there in a, on the West Coast is a different ballgame. They're not talking about it on sports radio too much,
they're
but I think that's about a 30%.
A lot.
I say that's about 30%, maybe more of their decision. They're not going to a losing team. Don't get me wrong.
Obviously
sure. helps that they're winning. But if you have a choice to go to a winning team on the East Coast or a winning team on the West Coast, you're going West, man. Come
but,
on, man.
But like, it doesn't bother you guys. You know, Houston had the best chance of knocking out Golden State, right? Last year?
Yeah.
They had the best chance. They lost their player. They lost Ariza. They're getting worse.
That's their fault.
But I'm saying like.
No, it doesn't make me angry at all.
Wouldn't like players want to say, you know, okay. Houston came the closest to knocking out Golden State Warriors.
Right.
Let me see if I can get to Houston and help this team
no.
knock out the champs.
No, because it's not fun
let
what
me,
they're doing.
Let me join them.
ISO ball.
Let me join. That's
it's not fun.
It's the way of the league nowadays, man. They just, you know.
What's the difference? What's the difference when you watch Golden State play and when you watch Houston play?
Oh, I know.
Golden State looks like they're having fun out there. You see them all. You see it all, right? The environment, they're just having a blast. That's who you want to go play for.
When you're
that's,
winning, you're
that's why
fun.
Those guys. And the idea that, you know, Houston – well, I'll talk about Houston in a second here, but
they're one of my losers for sure.
Yeah, it's just the Warriors were already going to win next year without Boogie Cousins.
How do you plan your team if you already know you're going to lose around the NBA?
They were already going to win, so the Boogie signing, I think there's a little bit of an overreaction to that.
There was more of a chance before they signed Boogie to beat Golden State,
but you don't know what you're going to get with Boogie off that Achilles.
There was more of a hope. There was more of a hope. Let's just. Put a couple more pieces together and see if we can do it.
But
it's not like that anymore.
You don't think the guys who go at them every night are trying to beat them? They want to beat those fucking guys.
Right, yeah, but they're joining them, too. It's to
some of the guys are.
To win
but
it.
You show up at the gym at Lifetime to play pickup, you don't want to play with the best team on the court?
No, I don't.
Not if they're winning
actually
year
opposite.
After year after
I'm
year.
I'm actually opposite on that.
Right.
I actually yell at everybody who stacks. I watch them shoot.
Right.
They wait to shoot.
And when they stack, what do you want to do? You want to go
beat
the hell out of them. Right?
Yeah.
Exactly. So
they're
that's
not doing that.
That's how the
I'm
NBA
saying.
Should. That's how the other guys should be. That's how those other guys should be. The guys who are bitching and saying, "What are we doing?" The Jay Crowders and all the other assholes
right.
on Twitter.
Right.
What are we doing? This league's got to do something. No, fucking be better. Play harder.
How do you be better?
Work at it more.
When everybody's on one team.
You listen.
Well, there's nothing you can do about that. You can't
I'm
quit. Just, you got to try your best.
That's well, it. That's
it's
what
more.
Saying.
It's more on the team and the managers and the owners to
I'm
do something.
I'm not saying to quit, but like, say
and that's what they're all
Houston
trying to
Rockets
do.
Houston Rockets team should say to themselves, "We had a chance to knock out the champs,
but you can't control
what can we do next year to be better. Get rid of Ariza and not sign anybody else. Not do any kind of deal in the free agency market.
Well, you got to sign Capella.
Nothing.
You got Harden.
Capella's not even signed yet.
You got to sign.
I don't even know if Gordon's signed.
So you got to let that guy go because he wants way more and he's going to affect your cap.
Right.
Ariza's a guy. He's a tradable guy. He's a mid-level asset. He's a good player. He didn't do that great in the.
He's
Western
good.
Conference.
He's not great.
So you let him go.
He's a complimentary piece.
Listen,
no,
he missed a lot of three-pointers in that last game. He got to go. You got to make some goddamn wide-open shots. You guys win. All right, sorry, you got to go. You want $15 million a year, we ain't going to give it to you. That $5 million has got to go to a Capella. That's the difference.
My point is we're right there. I'm a Houston Rockets team, and we're right there almost. What can we do to add a few more pieces to knock out these champs? But then they go get Boogie, and then we go backwards.
Well, they like, still got to work it.
But can they get Melo? What is that going to do? Nothing.
Don't blame anybody else for
I'm
Golden
not
State's
blaming
success.
Nobody, but I'm like – teams are just going backwards or they're just quitting.
You have to create an environment that you want to bring other guys. And if you want that, you got to get Chris Paul to buy in and say, don't take the max contract here. Give us a little bit of money back or let's structure your contract a little bit differently so that we can bring some other guys
like
here.
Just like the GMs did at Golden State.
Exactly. Yeah, they got to talk these guys down to
How do you tell
that?
Somebody to take less money? That's tough, too. I don't know.
It's working in Golden State?
You know how you tell them?
Yeah.
You make more shots like the Splash Brothers for a year, and you just start swishing and bucket and winning and laughing and shimmying and high-fiving and just laughing with the coach and doing all that, and then everybody stares at them like, wow, that's it? Oh, we're going to do that with D'Antoni? No.
No.
No. We're going to do that with Harden? No. I'm going to slap your hand.
They
in
had
the huddle.
A fun.
Right. Like, that's right. All goes little. Those are the little decisions. When they're sitting at the table and they got two offers and they're like really tired, they're going to think about those little things. I'd be like, absolutely. Fuck that. I ain't going ISO ball. ISO ball. No.
It's
but they
fun.
Still have a chance. I mean, I'm not even concerned about the Boogie signing by Golden State right now.
I agree. I don't think.
I just.
I
really.
A,
I mean, he's coming in February. He's gonna be out of shape. He's a big dude, and
Achilles.
I don't know how he's gonna fit in. I don't know how his game fits in. For me, it's Golden State Warriors are all about that flow, that chemistry, that ball movement, that moving. I'm sure he's gonna fit in. He's gonna find a spot. But he's a max deal guy coming from Sacramento with an attitude to fit in there and take a fourth spot.
Right.
I mean, his personality doesn't seem like it'll fit. So, I mean, it's not going to hurt them.
Right.
Because the management, the coaching, they'll figure it out. But I'm just not crazy about it. I'm not crazy like, oh, my God, they just secured it. They're already secured it.
Right, exactly.
Do you think him and Draymond could get, you know?
Yeah, that's the guy who brought them over. They're boys. They all go to USA basketball. They're all buddies together.
I don't have a problem with that.
Those
I don't have a problem
minds.
With that. Boogie, I think, is taking a risk actually going in there because – taking the 1 year deal coming off an injury.
Yeah.
He's got a lot to prove.
So he's going to want a max deal after this, right?
He's got a lot to prove.
So now he's going to be in a team where maybe he doesn't play till January. Doesn't have a lot of time to groove with this team. Might not be at his best.
And a fourth option.
And who knows? He'd probably be a
third or fourth option.
He's third option on that
team. Playing for a long term deal.
But I think he's taking a risk here.
Yes.
But in his mind, he's probably thinking, 1 year, no big deal. If I fit, great. If I don't,
and I'm on Golden State,
I'm gone. So. I mean, he's going to have fun. Whatever he does, whatever he contributes on that team, he's going to have fun. Right. You started kind of dipping into your losers. The Rockets are your losers in free agency?
Probably my only loser is the Rockets. I'm just pissed off because they had the chance and they didn't do nothing about it yet. But my winner is Boston for not doing anything. Plus, LeBron's gone out of the East. Boston's right there to go to the finals. And their team is already set up. Everybody was saying how great they're going to be next year when they get Hayward back and when they get Kyrie back. And, because they would have had to give up a lot to get Kawhi Leonard. They would have had to give up either a lot of draft picks that they have, even for next year. They have, I think, 3 first-round draft picks next year, too. And then they have that young core in there. They would have had to give up Brown and maybe Tatum for Kawhi.
They should do that.
They didn't do anything.
They should do that.
And I thought that was the best move they could do, is not do anything. Now I interrupt what you got. I think Marcus Smart is not signed yet. I think they need him just for that grit in that lineup. And then the East is way more wide open.
You wouldn't trade Brown and
No, I wouldn't.
I don't trade Tatum, but I trade Brown. I trade Rozier.
Tatum's probably the only guy that's untouchable.
I trade Marcus Smart, all 3.
I think they have that.
All 3 I trade. Plus a draft pick to get him, Kawhi.
Absolutely.
I trade all 3 of those. I don't trade Tatum, though. I keep Tatum. No,
you
I keep
can't.
I think it would kind of disrupt that
I'll even
no,
trade
no,
they got
no,
there.
No, no. You can't.
They got 2 All-Stars coming back.
If you keep Brown, then I would trade, what's his name? The broke his ankle. Hayward.
Hayward.
I would trade him. I would get rid of him for Kawhi, plus Brown or Rozier.
You can't.
I don't think San Antonio wanted a lot.
Should get a lot.
They should
for
get
Kawhi.
A lot. And Boston's smart enough not to give up a lot for just one player.
I don't think that's
and
done. I don't think that's done yet.
You ain't going to get a type of player like that.
You don't even know how he's going to play.
Listen,
well,
you can't.
We're talking about all being
it's
healthy.
A risk more
being
for
healthy.
Boston than it is for
being a healthy guy. You're going to do tests. You're going to do physicals. You're going to see his jumping. You're going to see everything right before you do that deal.
All these things got to be contingent on
health. Yeah, but you're looking at the East, and you're seeing LeBron go to the West, and you're like, we're in a great position, guys.
Yeah, get better and
be
good for the
LeBron
next 10 years.
We almost beat LeBron James without 2 of our All-Stars.
Doesn't matter.
We're
you're
in a great
always,
position.
You always get better if you can.
76ers, I look at it the other way.
76ers didn't do anything
you can't
to get
stand
better
pat.
Either.
You cannot. That's why the process isn't going to work with Philly because of Boston. You can't stand pat in this crazy of a free agency with this market. You cannot do nothing and be considered a winner. Absolutely not. When
I
you just made
so.
It to the Eastern Conference
Finals. I
think Boston
is the only team.
And a guy like Kawhi is out there that you can go get him. Absolutely
Boston.
Not. You cannot be a winner.
Yeah.
The Pistons are the biggest loser in
how
all of
this.
Because they can't fucking do a thing.
How is Boston not a winner?
Because if you could go get Kawhi, you go get Kawhi.
You have to give up a lot to get Kawhi,
so
man.
What? He's worth a lot.
And San Antonio wants
you have
the
a
best,
lot.
The best the
you,
best ones.
You
the best
have
pick.
A lot. You've
the
got draft
players,
picks. You've
draft
got
pick.
Young talent. You can go get that.
No.
You can go get that, and you should for Kawhi Leonard.
Not with that coach there.
Absolutely.
That chemistry already built
with
up.
Brad Stevens?
That confidence they have already.
With Brad Stevens, you can't do that with Kawhi? You can't bring him in and make it work and make
case,
it fit?
He's a nutcase, man. Everybody's
no,
seeing it.
Brad Everybody. Stevens is a good coach.
Are you kidding
Steve
me?
Kerr is a good coach for
you can't even
like
talk
Kawhi.
To Kawhi Leonard. You have
that's
to talk
a,
to his
that's
uncle.
That's why Stevens is good. That's why
Stevens,
Stevens is
be
good
great
for him.
For that, yeah, that'd be the perfect.
He needs that
for him.
Guy who's
he's
like
already
quiet.
Built this, he's
needs
already
a,
built this core already, guys. He's already worked his ass off to build what he's got right
so
now.
So what? You always get better if you can.
Those guys are gone. Those guys are gone. They're getting contracts in a year or two. They're done.
Not if they're winning.
No.
I'm going to the finals.
They ain't winning. If you're not winning the championship, you ain't winning.
They're going to the finals. Who else is winning the championship but Golden State?
So what's built to get to the finals?
The goal is to get to the finals. That's
it. If you put Kawhi in that team, they have a chance. Without that team, they don't have a chance.
Who are you giving up to get Kawhi is my thing.
If you're not
giving up much.
You have a lot
then
to
yes,
give.
Absolutely.
Only person I don't trade is Kyrie and Tatum.
I think you could trade.
They wanted Kyrie.
It might take a Kyrie.
No, you need a point guard, dude.
They wanted Kyrie.
Kyrie played more like a point guard before he got hurt than he did in Cleveland.
Kyrie was on Popovich's list to get, or the organization's list to get.
San Antonio, I hope they send this guy fucking to the basement, Kawhi.
Pistons.
Send his ass wherever you can, or ask for
everything you can. He's worth a lot.
Okay, because this guy's a piece of shit. Oh, wait, Kawhi. I'm sorry. You're a grown man. Yeah. You're a grown man. You're a multi-million dollar player, top five, arguably top five. Mm-hmm. Speak. Don't give me this bullshit. I don't talk. Come on, man. You're like your uncle tell you to leave $70 million out there, and you have a great coach and a great organization that's trying to build around you. That everybody wants that. Everybody wants that. And he just wants to go play in L.A. and not talk and not respond and be a baby. Michelle Beadle said, she just hit everything, and I said that on Twitter. She nailed everything on that, and no one says that because they're all pussies out there in the sports media. They just say things, but they don't come out and say what they really feel like I do. I say it. Whether I'm right or wrong, I say what I feel. Michelle Beadle came out and said that, man. She just called him a little baby and to do this to that organization and to leave that money out there. That's some bullshit,
man. And she's
play one more damn year. You got 1 year left on your contract, right?
Yeah.
Play the damn year out. Don't hold out on a stupid injury. That's just bullshit, man. Don't give me this. I don't talk, and he's this type of player. Broussard, he don't like to talk. That's the type of person. Right. Come on. You're a grown man, adult, in a big business.
Like
put on your big boy pants, and let's play, and let's talk. Either talk it out and tell us what's going on, and tell the team, and let's play. Don't be this. Let my uncle and my mom run my business. Come on, man.
We all hope that he gets traded to a team that he doesn't want to be at. Because of the situation.
I don't really care where he gets traded.
But I'm saying,
I just don't give a shit about him.
He has no say in blocking a trade. He said he'll sit out.
He said he'd sit out San Antonio if they don't trade him.
But this is the bullshit, though, because you've got a player run league that they call the shots. And up until now, that's been okay.
With the player's commissioner, you're
setting a bad precedent. With this situation, when guys want to hold out, when you're already making good coin and you've already won a championship, and I mean, what has Kawhi done in the last two or three years that gives him the credence to stomp his feet here and say, I want out? And this idea that the most introvert superstar in the NBA wants to go to LA, Hollywood?
Right.
Big lights.
He's from San Diego, by the way. He's not from LA, but he's the same thing, but still.
But you want to go to LA?
Yeah. Right.
The guy who doesn't want to talk.
There's a bigger spotlight on you.
Come on,
play with
man.
LeBron.
It's just
there's
bullshit.
More lights on you.
Come on, man.
That's all his family.
He's just brainwashed. I don't think he's just brainwashed. His family.
Yeah.
It's just
he's got the
wrong people around him, and it's going to cost him.
And a professional athlete, I've never seen this.
San Antonio, to
never come out in front of a mic to say anything, explain yourself at all, not even like on a podcast or like anything. It's really, really remarkable.
The look on his face now it makes me even sit. Like they show like clips and he's just staring there on a bench, just staring. People are talking to him. It makes it even worse for me now, because when he was playing, I was like, he's a great player. We'll give him a pass. Now I can't stand even looking at him. I don't care how good he is. He could be the MVP next year. I don't give a shit. I can't stand him.
He looks like a 15-year-old.
Like, dude.
Yeah.
I still drive a ninth Suburban 1972.
Like, give me a break, dude.
Yeah,
I wonder what your uncle's out there banging it out at the strip bar, probably
exactly.
running $50,000 tabs with Dan Bilzerian, probably in Vegas.
Before this thing is over, his uncle was not going to be his agent by the end of his career because he is royally fucking him.
Oh,
he is bending him over right now so hard. First, another point about Kawhi. First, the Spurs aren't stupid enough to waste a year with him sitting out and not getting anything for him. And I don't think the Lakers are dumb enough anymore to give up the assets.
Right.
You know, I think they waited out a year because then they don't have to give up anything. And you can go just sign Kawhi. Because you get him for a year, you don't know if you get him after next year. Yeah. Right? With the way the NBA is right. going right now? The 1 year rental? And
there's some players next year, man. There's
Absolutely.
Some players next year. You got all these 1 year contracts.
And Lakers is
you
the only.
You got all these 1 year contracts.
Is Lakers and probably Boston are the only
you
two
teams. You got
Carl
Anthony Towns wants to get out of there. You got Jimmy Butler next year. You
no,
got Klay
yeah,
Thompson.
I know.
There's a few I'm leaving off the list, but just those three.
I'm saying
those are big names.
For
yeah.
San Antonio, you know, you got the Lakers or the Boston Celtics to get your return on Kawhi, right? There are only two teams that you can get the biggest return. And.
Well, nobody's calling the Pistons, I'll tell you that.
Oh, jeez.
They're
oh,
my yeah. biggest losers in free agency because they fucking suck.
Oh,
they got
God.
Nothing. They've got nothing. The shelves are empty. They have nothing,
nothing.
To sell. It's
nothing.
A closeout sale.
Nothing.
Nothing. They have
garage
nothing to sell
sale.
Anybody. It is so
Little
embarrassing
Caesar's
and frustrating.
Arena is a garage sale.
As a fan,
not,
it just
not
it
at the
sucks.
Price of a garage sale, but.
that
what?
Move, that move alone wasn't the greatest. I was talking to one of my insiders. They say that they don't get any preferential treatment, like crazy preferential treatment for the family when they come to the Little Caesars Arena because they're leasing it. They,
right.
they rent the stadium
yeah.
out from the Illiches.
Yep.
So the family doesn't get to come through the locker room, the players. They got to go through the regular entrance. All that stuff that they used to get at the Palace like because they're renting it. They're
right.
tenants.
It's not their home.
That's not their home.
Wow.
Yep. That's pretty
so
messed
that's
up.
That's disrespect. And then you're not winning. You just feel like.
Yeah, that's awful.
Oh, the Pistons.
Well, they even said it like right away, right? I think it was Drummond who came out.
The bad
like,
tenants that aren't paying the rent.
My winners in free agency are the Oklahoma City Thunder. They went and signed an all-star in Paul George that seemed to be one of the most coveted free agents to go to L.A.
That's a good signing, actually.
That's
good.
They went and got him. And then it sounds like they're going to part ways with Carmelo. And move on
Your
from that.
Your boy, dude.
That bad experiment.
Dota's favorite player, too. Best shooter. His favorite shooter.
Best mid-range game in like 15 years, man.
Oh, man. He gone. Where's he going to go?
Probably Houston.
Houston.
He should probably go to Houston.
Off the bench?
You know what, though? Houston tried so hard to get him last year. This is easy for them now.
There you go, Mark. Are they still your losers if they get Carmelo?
I mentioned that earlier. You'll listen.
I'm not listening.
I mentioned that by getting rid of Ariza and maybe picking up a Melo, would that help? I don't know.
No way. It's over, dude.
Oof.
That's he wants to go play with LeBron, does he? Or doesn't he?
One of his banana boaters. He wants to play with one of his banana boaters.
Oh,
I think he'd
man.
Rather play with Chris Paul.
I think so, too.
But, I mean, the Oklahoma City Thunder, who everybody says, Russell can't keep a good player there, Mark. He got a good player there.
Yeah, I was shocked.
Where are you at on that?
I'm shocked.
You're shocked?
I was wrong.
That people want to play with Russell Westbrook?
Well, you had a choice. You have a choice of playing either with Russell Westbrook or LeBron James, drama queen.
Listen. You want to play with the triple dub?
I don't think
dub.
It was that. I just think he stayed and took the money and just did the smart thing and knowing who he is. I think he realized who he is as a player, and he knew that you know he can compete there.
Yeah, he's
I
a
don't
number
think,
two?
Yeah.
And not a number one?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
I think he took that. I don't think – and then I think all the – I just think he made a good business decision there. I don't think it was like, I just got to play with Westbrook. We're going to win the championship.
I think he liked the organization.
Rather than going to your
Sam
hometown
Presti has,
playing with
has,
LeBron James?
I think somehow in the contract and the money thing, I think he made a good decision there. Did it opposite of what obviously
I was shocked.
Kawhi is
you
doing.
Know,
first of all, he would have left $48 million on the table.
Yeah.
That's a lot of fucking money.
Yeah. I think
for
he made
a fringe
good,
all-star.
Yeah.
He's played like a fringe all-star.
The mayor of
he's barely
OKC,
there.
That city is like
he so is the mayor. Paul George and Westbrook,
no,
co-mayors
right.
co- of
the mayor
city.
Of OKC, because it's such a small city, they declared July 7th Paul George Day.
That's great.
They have like a –
That's fantastic.
Paul George
there you
Day
go.
In OKC.
He owns the city.
They're,
they're
putting
the city.
A statue up, I think, right now. And it's incredible. Yeah.
Oklahoma City has become a great basketball town. They love that team. They're fans. That
anytime
they
has
got,
a,
that's
anytime
all they
that
got.
Has the only sport is the basketball town. What other sport are
they?
They
have college football.
Oh, well, they got yeah, they got college
oh,
football.
Man. I'm talking about professional sport. Like
that. Yeah, no, that's it. That's what it's the biggest event.
Yeah,
no, it's great though. We were there in their arena. It was incredible environment. Like they have when they hold Sunday games at noon, they have a priest come in there and lead a prayer because they know people are missing church to go to the game. Like it's a very very cool environment there, and I think this past year playing there for Paul George. He realized that this is the place to go, and I just can't be more disappointed in my Pistons for not being here. We got Jose Calderon and the Rumba.
He's an underrated point guard, though.
We got him again.
He is underrated
we
point guard.
We got him
guard.
Again.
He's just not the guy that, like, he's just not a guy that's going to make a difference with this team, and it just sucks.
He didn't make a difference the first time we got him.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
We forgot that we
it's
had
awful.
Him.
Cleveland
it's
fucked up. They should have played him more at point. They would have did better.
Well, I think so, too. But when we had him, we're like, whoa, we got Calderon. Then he left, and we forgot we had him. Now we got him back, and we're excited.
That's
like
who
we're
we got,
him
man.
The
that's
time.
Who we're going
excited.
After.
Nobody's
that's
excited
who,
about
that's who
this
comes
I'm
here.
Excited we get anybody. Anybody we get, I'm excited. I don't know why.
There's nothing to be excited about this Pistons team.
Trade Drummond, man. Just trade his ass.
It's awful. John, you've been watching Summer League. First impressions, any big splash out of Summer League that you've been enjoying?
I just watching the Lakers, like I said earlier, I kind of jumped the gun on that one, but
a little bit. Only about 38 minutes ago.
Sometimes I just don't listen to you guys. You know what I mean? Sometimes it's just that there's something in my head. I'm like, I just got to get off my chest. Sorry, Mark. But don't slurp that coffee, bro. Just sip it. All right. But, yeah, dude, I just like the Lakers. I like watching the Lakers. Marcus Bagley the third. He did had a good opening game. He was very aggressive. He dunked on Wagner. But in the second game, he was really soft. He was a little weak. Trey's young, horrible. Wide open shots, horrible. I don't know what it is, but it's early. It's you know, he's still getting the good looks. I mean, a shooter's right. going to shoot, and they're going to go down. He's getting
eventually.
Good looks.
Yeah.
But I was impressed with the Lakers rookies, man. Those two guys, that shooter from Kansas, man. Just him and Wagner is doing really good. He's going to be solid. It's not like he's going to be starting or anything like that, but I'm just saying for what they got.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
They're solid players. They're solid. He's doing the dirty work who can hit a three-pointer. That's key.
I'm with you.
He's that guy. He's that guy that I say. He can shoot the three, but he's not out there jacking up threes.
Right, exactly.
Right. Like he's shooting two or three, makes two, maybe one. That's good. Brings out the defense, stretches, and then he goes inside and gets some rebounds and block. He's playing aggressive, outletting. I love
that.
He
plays that position how it should be played in today.
I love
it. It's almost textbook of how it should be played today.
Just look in his eyes. Look in these players' eyes. He's like ready for it. Yeah. He's ready for the NBA. He's not out there like tentative. Trey Young, he looks a little tentative out there.
He looks scared.
He's like trying to play college basketball still.
Yeah.
And Wagner, you look at his eyes. He's talking. He's bumping people. He's like, oh, I love that shit, man.
I think John Beilein should get a lot of credit for that and being able to coach him when he's impressionable and getting that out of him. And
well, you build that confidence. He builds players' confidence.
And he's a good player. Wagner's a good player, and he's in a position now where he's going to succeed because he's got those intangibles that it seems like it's so hard to coach these
days
with these guys.
I think he'd be great to start on that Laker team, especially with Randall gone.
Oh,
I think it'd be great to start down there.
He got traded or left or whatever. I'm a big Randall fan.
Right, me too.
Let me know how you feel about Randall after this next season.
Oh, we'll see.
He's playing with what's his name? Well, New Orleans, right?
Yeah.
Davis,
yeah. It's good.
I like that fit better than
like
Boogie, to be honest.
Me too.
We'll talk about that. We'll talk about that during the season.
Yeah.
My first impressions of NBA Summer League, Jaren Jackson, who we all were blown away that he got drafted number four, comes out in his debut and lights it up. I think he hit eight threes.
What are you doing in the next game?
I mean, he just
6 points.
It's just weird though. Like
that's what he did at State. He had a monster game and then disappeared for three.
Yeah. I don't think he's gonna be anything.
I don't know, man. He's just running wild.
Too early for me to judge it. Yeah. But just first impressions, like you said.
That's my first impression. Were we way off on this guy? Like, because we didn't see this coming.
I hope we are.
And all of a sudden,
I hope we are on that number four from State. I'd love to see.
I mean,
listen,
I've said it before. Like, I'll throw my opinion out here, my take on these things, right or wrong. I mean, seeing somebody, you know, a guy from Michigan State make it in the NBA, it's great. The guys have, you know, growing up in our own backyard and then going on to have success. That's great. I don't care that I'm right or wrong about that. I'm not going to root against him because I didn't think he was going to do much. So that's great that he's seems like he's making the transition.
Yeah, I don't get overexcited about Summer League. I'm enjoying watching it the way they're doing it now. It's big arenas filled.
I mean,
it's like real games
out there.
People
are interested.
As opposed to like in the last year and the year before in Orlando's like practice facility where it's just scouts there. It's like quiet.
Yeah.
This is fun. This is like a real atmosphere. They're putting them in a real atmosphere, live atmosphere.
They're
making
it a spectacle, which for two things. One, for marketing, it's great because you got people showing up to the games. And two, give these guys as real of an experience as you can instead of playing in a gym.
NBA does a fantastic job of marketing their stars and marketing their product.
Absolutely.
And just they're marketing their stars right now. You know, like they're finding those guys and they're playing them. They're showing them on ESPN instead of NBA TV. They're talking about them. I mean, it's great. It's fun to watch. But I don't get too excited about rookies playing against rookies. Because if you pay attention to the bad basketball, it's so bad.
I mean,
there's so many sloppy turnovers. I'm seeing bricks. Backboard bricks from like 15, 20 feet. Like, what the hell is that? Air balls. Like, just sloppy shit.
Yeah. I'm disappointed. I was looking forward to the Pistons had talked about having Luke Kennard play point guard throughout Summer League. And I've been saying since they drafted
him.
that I think his future in the NBA is at point guard. He got injured, and he's not going to be able to play all summer league, and I'm kind of disappointed in that because I think that was going to be a very good experiment for him and getting because
– offensively, possibly. Defensively, staying in front of those little guards or
I
big guards, that's going to be a little challenging for him.
Maybe staying in front.
Hide.
But he's long.
Can't
he's
hide.
Long. I don't know. You'll see what Dwayne Casey can do with him. Mark, you got any first impressions out of summer league?
I didn't watch a lot of it, but there's this kind of funny note here.
You Brooklyn, got notes?
A Brooklyn Nets.
Marking his notes. Pulling them out right now.
A Brooklyn Nets player from
right now,
China.
Frank
his name
is
here comes Mark.
Ding Yang Yung Han. They call him Ding Sanity.
Is he related to Wan Hung Lo?
That's just one of those. Yeah, I didn't watch a lot of these summer league games, but that
what was
that
his name again?
Ding Yang Yung Han.
I feel like the muscles in your mouth can't even say it.
No,
like
it's so hard to say it. I couldn't even write it, let alone say it.
Did you write it out phonetically?
Oh, man.
Or are you just good at reading?
But he averaged 26 points in China, and he's on the Brooklyn Nets.
That was great, Mark. Ding, thanks for that.
Ding Sanity.
Thanks for that information, Rob.
Mark literally went and found a needle in the haystack.
Thanks for that, buddy.
That's all I got.
The NBA is going to be marketing him soon?
Maybe. Ding Sanity?
All right, let's move on to the sport that has a lot of trouble marketing players, and that's Major League Baseball and the Tigers and their trade deadline. Mark, you and I have been kind of talking about this as trade deadline approaches. A lot of talk about whether the Tigers should be trading more guys or try to stand pat and buy. This team is what it is, what we thought it would be. They're growing. They're playing. They're playing hard. They're competing some nights. They go on an 11-game losing streak. You just don't know what you're going to get. You know you're going to get competition out of these guys, but they're just not the best team on the field every night.
You can't expect much. That's the thing. They go on a little streak, and I think a month ago they were only 2.5 games out of the first and central, and then they go on a 13-game losing streak.
Yeah, it was bad.
So now they're 11 games under 500. They're 11 games out of first, so I definitely think they should sell, 100%. And you know, I think they should look at, you know, teams are going to wait obviously till the final day or day before to see what they really need. And I think Tigers got some pieces that they can get rid of for teams that need them, like, you know, Liriano, Iglesias is in there. Will a team need a DH for the stretch run of the playoffs? And, maybe V-Mart, getting rid of him, getting some I don't know what you're going to get for him, but,
Fulmer.
Got some potential. He was a little up and down this season. Maybe we can get some of that. We have to.
They missed their window to get Max.
We have to scratch and see if we can get some. You know,
to your point about waiting to the last minute, Al Avila has been known to not wait to the last minute. He wheels and deals long before that, and he doesn't get everything that he probably should. He doesn't squeeze all the juice out. Fulmer, I think they missed their window to get Max potential out of whatever prospects they're going to get back. But you can't be halfway there. You either are rebuilding or you're not. So you got to sell. You got to sell all these guys. Fulmer, get what you can get for him. Castellanos, he's an awful infielder. He's a worse outfielder.
Yeah.
Somebody needs a big stick out there at trade deadline.
Though,
and he's playing great.
Stick, yeah.
He's playing the best baseball he's ever played. Now it's time to ship his ass out of town. Get him and his Alicia Keys warm-up song out the fuck out of Comerica Park.
God.
Are you kidding me? How do you get amped up to fucking play baseball? When you got Alicia Keys as your warm-up song.
Yeah. Yeah,
oh,
I heard
God.
That too.
Are you kidding me?
Him and Drummer should be on their way out, both of them, bro. Sell them. That's all you got left
that's
to sell,
a joke,
dude. Alicia
man.
Keys. Oh, my
Alicia
God.
Keys.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Oh, man.
Maybe he's dating her.
Look at that voice.
Whoa! You like that?
You got hit that one more time?
No, I can't do it again.
One more.
It's too much pressure. Iglesias, get him the fuck out of here.
Like,
V-Mart, ship his ass. Shane
bullpen,
Green.
Our bullpen was doing okay. We had Shane Green as our closer. He went in the DL. So what are you going to get for him?
Nothing. I don't care if you get a fucking toaster.
I'm just saying, like.
Espresso machine.
I know. I totally
get
agree.
Get him out of there.
I totally agree. Just like the Pistons. They're in the same position. Same position as the Pistons.
Fire sale.
Yeah.
Garage sale, last day, last 2 hours before you close it up shop. Give it all away. Get it the fuck out of here. Clean house.
We need to. It's a dumpster fire, man.
We
need to. Back up the truck. Throw all the shit in there and get the hell
out. It's a depressing time in Detroit sports, guys.
It is very.
One of these days, we're going to bring in a counselor, and we're going to have our roundtable on the state of Detroit sports and try to lift the spirits.
But you know what looks good, but it's on the wrong table, is that Emmy Award.
Yeah,
what is it doing just sitting on that random storage table?
I didn't want to intimidate you guys again.
Put that thing right up here in the corner, bro.
Jeez. I want to move it out of your way. You guys seemed a little intimidated.
A little dust
last
on
time.
That? A little dust? Come on, man. You should be buffing that every morning. Every morning.
Tape it to the wall, John?
It's heavy.
I would build them.
It's heavy. It's like Thor's hammer.
For that thing. Come on, man.
I will. We'll throw your championship belt next to it, right above that Jordan.
I'll bring that sucker back here. Put it right here. Over Miggy. Right, hide Miggy right there.
Trophies coming up soon, World Cup.
Oh, wow. Has that been fantastic? The World Cup has been so exciting to watch all these teams competing, especially with no stars left.
Right? It's weird.
There's no big names out there, and the excitement, the goalie play, the penalty shots, the aggressive. It's been
drama.
So fun to watch this World Cup. I just having so much fun watching it.
It's been good. I mentioned last time. I feel like I wish every game would go to a shootout because that's like the most exciting part of the game for me. Watching these guys, like it was the I forget what game it was earlier this week, but just the intensity of that moment. Yeah. And
dude, these guys are giving it all. Watch how they play compared to like other sports.
Oh yeah,
nonstop. They're passion. They're sliding. They're giving up their bodies. Yeah, they flop a lot, but they're diving. They're kicking. They're going after the last few games I've watched. You're watching that last. They score so many late goals in extra time in the last 80th minute, 89th minute, 90th minute, and they come back and they're firing shots at the goalie with like seconds left. I've never seen that in soccer. I've watched World Cup for the last 20 years. I've never seen that intensity and that play and fire shot just missing, goalie saving on the last second to win the game.
The players,
you see them on the field when they're done, they take off their jerseys and they're just laying there. And they're like, you know that they gave all they could to try to win or loss or win that game.
I appreciate that passion
in this World Cup.
I give massive respect to the sport for that. Like from the players to the coaches to the fans. They take things personal.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm disappointed
in,
though?
It's not just going out there and just
playing
the game.
Did you watch the Russia game yesterday? And they're shooting the penalty shots? And the fans aren't even getting – this is a whole home field. Yeah. And the players are having to get the fans up. They're down one goal because they saved it. The fans were just checked out after he missed that first shot.
Maybe fans.
And they're looking at the team. I was shocked from Russia. I don't think Russia would be just like – going crazy when they scored the next goal. They're only one shot back. He just misses that goal. They go into more penalty kicks.
And they weren't even supposed to be this far.
Maybe
man.
Yeah.
Maybe they were just expecting to win because, you know, Putin
paid some people off to get him there.
I mean, right? I think they just kind of expected the end result.
I love the refs, though. Can you imagine the refs when they flop? And then you know how they go to the ref and the player yells? And the refs are just like, whatever, get the hell out of here. You see him saying, get out of here. You did the flop and you did this and you had this with your head and your elbow came out. Like, imagine them doing it to like LeBron. Get the hell out of here, bro. Like Zach Jarba saying that like LeBron, like, get out of here.
That's a great point.
I used to do that.
Isn't that great, though? That's such a European thing.
I love
it. To talk with your hands and be animated.
It's an international language. Yeah, and you go, what? You're like, it's like, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, absolutely. You don't even have to say get the fuck
Everybody
out.
Knows what this
means. You know what I mean? Dota, you're rolling your tongues and vibrato. You're on fire today.
The throat is loose. This coffee has got the vocals going. but you're right. Soccer, in a sport that's already so difficult to score, and then when you see these guys score in the 93rd, 94th minute.
So much passion,
man. Oh, my God.
So much passion.
Croatia was great yesterday, too. I'm just having so much fun watching it.
It's been good. I haven't been able to watch as much as I thought I was going to, but even just watching highlights.
The games are at like 10 o'clock on a Wednesday. It's tough to watch.
Yeah, that's probably hindered ratings. I'll be interested to see like when the championship game is played, how the ratings will be for that. You know, depending on who gets there and see. Guys, we're wrapping up here. Any final thoughts? I got one. You guys left the window open there. when are we going to stop considering hot dog eating contests as sport?
God.
It's the most disgusting thing I've ever fucking seen.
Oh, my God.
Guys fucking shoving 74 hot dogs.
Lungs.
74, and you watch him, the way the highlights and how he's doing it, he's like jimmying it in his mouth.
Two at a time with the water.
And then they gotta do the bun too. Like, it's just fucking disgusting. I would hate to be
watch it.
People watch it. That's why they keep showing it.
It's everywhere.
My dad ate 12 conies fully loaded before. I bet he'd be pretty
12,
good at that.
And 12 Molson Ice.
That
break.
Was a snack for
fully
him.
Fully loaded coney dogs, 12.
That was a snack.
Yeah.
He was a
Chrysler
monster.
Chrysler lunch, dude.
Oh, he was
imagine
so
what
good.
My dad
this is
could
fucking
do with
disgusting.
This
I don't understand.
Oh, speaking of disgusting, I got something for you. I went to Kalahari.
Oh, boy.
All right. Listen, man. I'm going in on this, right? All right. I don't care who I offend. All right. I'm not going to tell. My wife and her friend made some plans, all right, with the kids. The kids want to go to a water park. We had nothing
going
on
Wednesday. Popular destination.
It's a Wednesday, right? Yeah. We're not going in Wednesday. I was already up north. Okay. So we go. I'm like, all right, let's go. I'm playing Mr. Easygoing Guy. I ain't going to analyze it, right, like I normally do. Because I knew in the back of my mind what I was kind of getting into, right? You go to Cedar Point. You go to all these places. You kind of know what you're getting into without me saying it.
Right.
And I underestimated it. It's a fucking mess. It's disgusting. It's disgusting. I even got a cabana with the TV, and when I got there, I'm looking at the cushions. It's 92 degrees. Everybody's fucking sweating.
Yeah.
And everybody's 350, 400 pounds walking around. All right? I'm going to offend people. I don't give a shit. And they're all in the pool, arms length apart. I'm looking at them. Listen, I'm going to question their hygiene. You're 400 plus. I'm questioning your hygiene. How the hell do you keep yourself clean? I'm sorry. Like, and they're all together. I mean, listen, I got a tattoo, and tattoos are no big deal. But when every single 65-year-old woman has a tattoo, a tramp stamp, and is 400, and then people and the food right. and the service and the just the – there's carpet in the hallways of a water park. That alone is disgusting.
What? Who engineered that?
Like, you can't have carpet in your facility. I wouldn't even do it in the rooms. Everybody's wet. So you're walking around wet from the indoor facility, which is the humidity levels are through the roof.
Yeah.
Okay? You're looking around. It's just a massive place. People walking around with their ass hanging out, shorts, sloppy. Oh, my God. What an experience I had. We stayed
like
the
nightmare.
Night. I was like, I can't wait to leave here. As soon as I got up in the morning, friends of ours are like, you guys want to go back to the park? And we're like, I'm like, no, I got to go. I got to go back to work. It's Thursday. I got to go. I got to get the hell out of here. I mean, it was raining outside. It rained. We had to leave the outside and go inside, and it became packed and sweaty.
Oh, the indoor is brutal.
Yeah, but we went. Yeah. All the people that were outside went to the inside.
Even worse.
So now it's humidity. It's messy. It's asses hanging out. I mean, just holy shit, dude.
Your eyes.
Oh my God.
The food sucked. The drinks sucked. I was trying to drink as much as I can. I couldn't even get like I was just a mess, man. I was trying to be cool.
Drink as much as he can.
So
block all that.
Are you recommending
Kalahari? Don't go, man. Don't go, dude.
Wait, I went. I went already.
Don't go, man. That was not a good experience for me. Sorry.
Any of those tramp stamps? Were they frowny faces that perhaps at some point were
you guys saw that picture
faces?
I sent, right? You guys sent that was it in a nutshell right there. That was it. All right.
Yeah,
of that guy walking around just like drunk, half drunk at 8 in the morning, like didn't know where he was going. Hair's all messy.
Post it on Twitter, John.
Sorry if I offended anybody with the weight thing, but man, it I had to kind of paint a picture. Of the
oh,
pool,
you painted
of the
a picture.
Pool, of the pool.
It sounds like fucking.
My son's in there. He's in. He's head first in. And I'm like ankles in going. And I'm like, I don't want to be that guy, right? I don't want to be that stuck up guy.
Shower right now?
You're like, shivering right now. Oh,
you were like little toe in.
Dude, I'm like foot in. And like,
you're,
and
you weren't
like,
even big toe in. You were little.
You got to go in like sideways to get to a spot, right? But then when you get to the spot, it's like 6 foot deep. And you're like, whoa, I'm in.
Yeah.
Like, I'm all the way in. If you go to the 6 foot spot, my son's like head first. Wow, Dad, come on in, Dad. Oh, yeah. His high voice is like, Dad, come on in. I'm like, all right, I'll be there in a second. Foot comes right out. I'll be right back. Oh my God.
I lost my appetite for public swimming pools when I saw the video of the woman shaving her legs in the pool down in Florida. I'm out.
That's awesome.
I'll go in a lake. I'll go in the ocean.
That is
I'm not,
awesome.
No, public pools.
Oh,
shit.
Public pools, man.
It's
I don't
tough.
Know about that. I don't know about that.
Shave it. Gotta shave it.
Gotta find the time, right?
Right. Oh, you couldn't do that at home?
Oh, well,
in
bathtub,
the shower?
How many of those?
Bathtub don't fit her, so she needs a pool.
How many of those people were sweaty already
right,
and jumped in the pool? Because, hey, I may have done that once in a while, but hey, well, I don't know. Well, you know, maybe a little sweaty, and you're like, fuck it, just go in the pool. How many of those guys did that, and they're all in there, like, shoulder, like, it was just, what are we doing here?
The chlorine eats it up.
Oh, come on, Mark. I don't know. That's good.
Still,
oh,
man.
Filters, chlorine.
It's still in it. It's still in it.
Filter treats.
Filter trades. And with that, we're going to sign off here. Hey, folks, remember, Out of Bounds on all your podcast apps. Share with your friends. Please give us a rating. Please go give us a subscription. It's free. We're not asking you to do much.
Our product is free. You can listen to us on the way to work, on the way home, when you're doing chores, when you're doing your workouts. Give us
when
a rating.
When you're filter training.
When you're filter training. Give us a rating and a review. We would love you so very much. Thank you. Have a great week.